Leisurely. Am I pretty? Breakdown. Siege. Is the verb to be conjugated in the first person singular, I, in the interrogative form. It is used to ask a question about the subject's appearance. Jolly. Means pretty and is an adjective that modifies the subject of the sentence, I. The sentence is a simple interrogative sentence asking for an opinion on the speaker's appearance.
Est-ce que je suis plus grand?
Am I taller? This sentence is a question in the
présent.
Present tense, using the interrogative form. Breakdown.
Est-ce que
: this is a common way to introduce a question in French. It literally translates to, is it that? But in this case, it functions like, is
je
: this is the subject pronoun for, I
suis
: this is the first person singular conjugation of the verb
être
to be, in the present tense.
Plus grand
: this is a comparative adjective, meaning, taller. The word
grand
big is modified by the adverb
plus
more. Key concepts. Interrogative form. French questions typically use the interrogative form, often introduced by
est-ce que,
or inversion of the subject and verb. Comparative adjectives. Comparative adjectives are used to compare two things. They are formed by adding
plus
before the adjective.
Qui cooke-t-il dans la maison?
Who is in the house? This sentence uses the interrogative pronoun
qui cook,
which means whoever or anyone. It is followed by the verb
est,
which is the third person singular form of the verb
être
to be, in the present tense. The pronoun
il
he is used as the subject of the sentence, followed by the preposition
dans
in, and the noun
la maison
the house. The sentence is a simple interrogative sentence using the present tense of the verb
être.
It asks, who is present in the house?
Qui cooke-t-il à la maison?
Who is at home? This sentence uses the interrogative pronoun
qui cooke,
which means whoever or anyone. This is an example of an indefinite pronoun, which is a pronoun that doesn't refer to a specific person or thing. The verb est is the third person singular form of the verb être, to be. It agrees in number and person with the subject, which is the indefinite pronoun
qui cooke.
The preposition
à
means at, and the noun
la maison
means the house. This phrase means at home. The sentence structure is simple. It follows the subject verb object word order, with the subject being
qui cooke,
the verb being
est,
and the object being
à la maison.
Qui que ce soit-il à la maison? This translates to, is anyone at home? Breakdown.
Qui.
This is the interrogative pronoun meaning, who.
Que.
This is a conjunction that introduces a relative clause, which is a clause that modifies a noun. In this case, it is used to emphasize that the person being asked about is unspecified.
Sir.
This is a demonstrative pronoun that refers to the unspecified person in the relative clause.
Soit.
This is a subjunctive verb that means be. It is used in this case to express uncertainty about who the person might be.
Est-il.
This is the third person singular form of the verb.
Et.
To be conjugated in the present tense. It is used in the interrogative form, indicating a question about the state of being at home.
À la maison.
This is a prepositional phrase that indicates location.
À
means at, and
la maison
means home. Key concepts. Interrogative pronoun.
Qui
is a pronoun that is used to ask a question. Relative clause.
Que ce soit
is a clause that modifies a noun. In this case, it modifies the unspecified person referred to by.
Qui.
Subjunctive mood. The subjunctive mood is used to express a variety of things, including uncertainty, possibility, and desire. In this case,
soit
is used to express uncertainty about who the person might be. Present tense. The verb
est-il
is in the present tense, indicating that the question is about the present state of being.
Quiconque est-il blessé?
Who is injured? This sentence uses the interrogative pronoun
quiconque,
which means whoever or anyone who. It is followed by the verb
est,
which is the third person singular form of the verb
est,
to be, and the past participle
blessé,
injured. The sentence literally translates to whoever is he injured? But in English, we would say, who is injured? The
il.
He is implied in the
air.
And can be omitted in the English translation. Key concepts include the use of the interrogative pronoun
quiconque
and the present tense of the verb
et
in the third person singular.
Bouge.
Move. The word
bouge
is the imperative form of the verb
bouger,
which means to move. The imperative form is used to give a command or order.
Qui que ce soit est-il blessé?
Is anyone injured? Breakdown.
Qui
means who in this context, but it's acting as a pronoun for the subject of the verb. Que is a conjunction here that means that or who, but introduces a subordinate clause.
Ce
is a pronoun that means this or it and refers to the person or thing being discussed.
Soit
is a verb in the subjunctive mood, meaning be. It is a part of the whoever or anyone construction.
Est-il
is the verb
et
to be in the third person singular, but it is inverted, a grammatical structure that is common in French questions.
Blessé
is an adjective meaning injured or hurt. Key concepts. Subjunctive mood. The subjunctive mood is used to express uncertainty, doubt, or a wish. In this case, it is used to express that it is not certain who is injured. Inversion. This grammatical structure is used to form questions in French. It involves reversing the subject and verb.
Avons-nous terminé?
Have we finished? This sentence uses the present perfect tense in French, formed with the auxiliary verb
avoir.
To have, conjugated in the present tense, and the past participle of the main verb. Here, the past participle is
terminé.
Finished. The subject pronoun
nous.
We is implied, meaning the sentence is asking if the speaker and the person they are talking to have finished something. The question mark at the end indicates that this is a question.
En avons-nous terminé?
Are we finished? This sentence uses the interrogative structure of
avoir
in the present tense.
Are
is a contraction of
est-ce,
which is used to ask a question, meaning, is it that?
Avoir
is the first person plural form of
avoir
in the present tense. It means have or do.
Nous
is implied, but not stated, meaning we.
Terminer
is the past participle of the verb
terminer,
meaning to finish or to end. The sentence literally means, is it that we have finished? Which is equivalent to, are we finished?
Sommes-nous perdus?
Are we lost? This sentence is in the interrogative form, meaning it is a question.
Somme
is the first person plural form of the verb
être
to be in the present tense. This is the conjugation for we are.
Nous
is the subject pronoun, meaning we.
Perdu
is the past participle of the verb
perdre
to lose, which is used here as an adjective meaning lost. The sentence literally translates to, are we lost?
Sommes-nous perdus?
Are we lost? This sentence is a question in the
présent
present tense, using the
verb être
to be conjugated in the first person plural form.
Somme.
Colon, this is the first person plural form of the verb
être
to be in the present tense. It means are in English.
Nous
colon, this is the subject pronoun for we in French.
Perdu
colon, this is the past participle of the verb
perdre
to lose. It's used here as an adjective, meaning lost. Colon, the question mark indicates that this is a question. This sentence literally translates to, are we lost? And is used to ask if the speaker and their companion, S, are in a lost situation.
Sommes-nous en sécurité?
Are we safe? Breakdown. Sommes-nous is the verb
être
to be conjugated in the present tense. First person plural, we, in the interrogative form. N is a preposition meaning, in, or, at, sécurité.
Sécurité
is a noun meaning, safety. The sentence literally translates to, are we in safety? Which is an idiomatic way of asking, are we safe?
Êtes-vous Tom?
Are you Tom? This sentence is a simple question in the
vous
form, which is the formal way to address someone in French. It literally translates to, are you Tom? The verb
être
is the conjugated form of the verb
être
to be in the present tense, second person plural.
Vous
is the subject pronoun, referring to the person being addressed.
Tom
is the noun in the sentence, representing the person being asked about.
Est-ce que tu es Tom?
Are you Tom? This sentence is a question formed using the
est-ce que
construction, which is a common way to form questions in French. It literally translates to, is it that? And it is followed by the rest of the sentence.
Est-ce que
is it that? This is a common way to start questions in French.
Tu
you subject pronoun
Est
verb être in the present tense, conjugated for the second person singular.
Tom
Tom proper noun. The sentence asks a direct question about the identity of the person being addressed.
Are you sure? Are you hot?
This sentence uses the interrogative form of the verb
avoir
to have in the second person singular.
Are you sure?
Means hot and is an adjective in this context, modifying the implied subject, you.
Avez-vous sure?
Are you hot? This is a simple question asking if someone is feeling warm. It uses the verb
avoir,
which means to have, but is used in this case to express a state of being.
Sure
means hot and is an adjective describing the feeling of warmth.
Décapez.
Leave. Get out of here. This is an imperative verb, meaning it's a command or request.
Décapez
is the imperative form of the verb
décapez,
which means to leave or to decamp.
Êtes-vous?
Are you crazy? This sentence is a simple question in the
tu
form, meaning you. It uses the verb
être
to be conjugated in the present tense.
Are
the adjective
fou.
Crazy modifies the pronoun
tu.
You. The question mark at the end indicates that it is a question.
Êtes-vous fou?
Are you crazy? The sentence
êtes-vous fou
is a question meaning, are you crazy? Here's a breakdown of the grammar.
Êtes-vous
is the conjugated form of the verb être, to be, in the second person plural, which means you are addressing the person as you, but in a formal or plural way.
Fou
is the masculine singular form of the adjective fou, crazy. Is the question mark at the end of the sentence.
Êtes-vous folle?
Are you crazy? This sentence is a simple question in the
vous
form of the verb
être
to be, followed by the adjective
folle,
crazy.
Êtes-vous
is the formal
vous
form of the verb
être
in the present tense.
Folle
is the feminine form of the adjective
fou,
crazy. This sentence is used to express surprise, shock, or disbelief at someone's actions or words.
Êtes-vous dingue?
Are you crazy? This is an informal question used to express surprise or disbelief. Êtes-vous is the formal second person plural of the verb
être
to be. This form is often used in formal situations, but here it is used for emphasis or to express annoyance. Dingue is an adjective meaning crazy or mad.
Tu es nouveau?
You are new. The sentence tu es nouveau is a simple question in French, using the
tu
form of the verb
être
to be in the present tense, which conjugates as
est.
In this case, the word
nouveau
means new. This sentence uses the interrogative structure common to many Romance languages, where the verb comes before the subject.
Es-tu triste?
Are you sad? This sentence is a simple question in the
tu
form, meaning you, in the informal singular form.
Es-tu
is the verb to be in the present tense, conjugated for the
tu
form, followed by the subject pronoun
tu. This is the standard way to ask a question in French, by inverting the subject and verb.
Triste
means sad, and functions as an adjective describing the subject. The sentence asks directly if the person addressed is feeling sadness.
Es-tu timide?
Are you shy? The sentence
Es-tu timide?
Is a question asking if someone is shy. Let's break it down.
Es-tu
is a contraction of the verb
être,
to be, and the pronoun
tu.
You, the,
es,
at the end of,
est,
is the subject pronoun indicating that the subject is,
tu,
you, and it is conjugated in the second person singular.
Timide
means shy. The word is an adjective describing the noun,
tu,
you. The question mark at the end indicates that the sentence is a question.
Pick up.
Get out of here. This is an informal and somewhat rude imperative, meaning leave or go away. The verb
pick up
is a slang word that means to decamp or to leave abruptly. The prefix is informal and signifies a quick or sudden movement. The ending signals an imperative, meaning do this.
Demande à n'importe qui.
Ask anyone. The phrase is an imperative, meaning it's a command or request. Let's break it down.
Demande
: this is the verb to ask in the imperative form, which is used to give commands or make requests. In this case, it's in the second person singular, you, so it's addressing one person directly.
:
this is a preposition meaning to or at.
N'importe qui
: this is a phrase meaning anyone or anybody. It is a combination of the negative particle
ne,
not, and the indefinite pronoun
n'importe qui,
anyone. In this sentence, anybody is the object of the verb to ask. The literal translation would be ask to anyone. In English, however, we don't usually use to before the object of ask, so the more natural translation is ask anyone.
Demandez à n'importe qui.
Ask anyone. Breakdown.
Demandez.
The imperative verb to ask in the plural form.
À.
The preposition to or at indicating the direction of the action.
N'importe qui.
The indefinite pronoun anyone, meaning any person. An exclamation mark, indicating that the sentence is a request or command. Key concepts. Imperative verbs, used to give commands or make requests. Indefinite pronouns, used to refer to non-specific persons or things. Prepositions, connect words and phrases to show relationships between them.
Demande à qui que ce soit.
Ask anyone. This sentence is a simple imperative sentence in the informal form. Demand.
Demande
is the imperative form of the verb.
Demander.
To ask, and is the conjugated verb in this sentence. The imperative is the command form of the verb.
A
is the preposition, to, in this instance, indicating the person who is being asked.
Qui
is the relative pronoun, who or whom, que.
Que
is the conjunction, that, see.
Se
is the demonstrative adjective meaning this or that sort.
Soit
is the subjunctive form of the verb
être.
to be, and in this case means, be. Is the exclamation point indicating an exclamation?
Demandez à qui que ce
soit. Ask anyone. Here's a breakdown.
Demandez
is the imperative form of the verb.
Demandez,
which means, to ask.
A
means, to, and is used to introduce the indirect object.
Qui que ce soit
is a complex pronoun meaning, anyone.
Qui
means, who.
Que
is a conjunction that combines with the pronoun.
Qui
to create an indefinite pronoun.
Ce
is a demonstrative pronoun meaning, this.
Soit
is the subjunctive form of the verb.
Et
to be. The sentence uses the subjunctive mood, because it is expressing a general possibility, or a hypothetical situation.
Sois heureux.
Be happy. This sentence is a simple imperative, telling someone to be happy.
Sois
is the second person singular imperative form of the verb.
Être.
To be. It is used to give a direct command to someone.
Heureux
is the masculine singular adjective meaning happy.
Sois heureuse.
Be happy. The phrase
sois heureuse
is a command in the imperative mood. It means, be happy.
Sois
is the imperative form of the verb.
Être.
To be, in the second person singular, you.
Heureuse
is the feminine adjective meaning, happy. The imperative mood is used to give commands, or instructions. In this case, it is a polite suggestion to be happy.
Soyez heureux.
Be happy. This is a simple imperative sentence. Soyez is the second person plural form of the verb être.
Être.
To be. Here, it is used in the imperative mood, which is used to give a command, or instruction.
Heureux.
Heureux is an adjective meaning happy. It modifies the pronoun vous.
Vous.
You, which is implied in the sentence.
Soyez heureuse.
Be happy. This sentence is a command, meaning it is telling someone to do something. Soyez is the imperative form of the verb.
Être.
To be, in the vous form, which is the formal way of addressing someone in French. Heureux is the feminine adjective.
Heureux.
Happy, which agrees in gender with the implied subject, you. So, the full breakdown is, be, you, happy.
Soyez heureuse.
Be happy. This sentence uses the imperative form of the verb, être.
Être.
Which means, to be. The imperative form is used to give commands, or instructions. The form, soyez.
Soyez.
Is the imperative form of, être.
Être.
For the, vous.
Vous.
Form. This form is used to address multiple people, including both singular and plural.
Heureux
is. Heureuse. Is the feminine plural form of the adjective, heureux.
Heureux.
Which means, happy. This means that the command is addressed to multiple female individuals.
Soyez créative.
Be creative. This is an imperative sentence, meaning it is a command, or request.
Soyez
is the second person plural form of the verb.
Être.
To be, in the imperative mood. It is used to tell multiple people to be something.
Créative
is the feminine plural form of the adjective.
Créatif.
Creative It is used to describe the people being addressed as creative. The exclamation mark at the end of the sentence emphasizes the urgency of the request.
Soyez créatif.
Be creative. This sentence is an imperative, meaning it is a command.
Soyez
is the second person plural form of the verb
être.
To be, in the imperative mood.
Créatif
is the plural form of the adjective.
Créatif.
Creative.
Soyez créatif.
Be creative. This sentence is a command, imperative mood, meaning it is telling someone to do something. Soyez is the second person plural, you all, form of the verb être, to be, in the imperative mood. Créatif is the feminine adjective meaning creative. It is agreeing in gender with the implied subject, vous, you all.
Soyez créatif.
Be creative. This is an imperative sentence, meaning it is a command, or request.
Soyez
is the formal plural form of the verb
être.
To be, it's used in this context to address a group of people in a formal or polite manner.
Créatif
is an adjective meaning creative. So the sentence essentially means, be creative. Or, you guys, be creative.
Sois créatif.
Be creative. This sentence is a simple imperative command. Sois is the second person singular.
Tu.
Form of the verb.
Être.
To be, in the imperative mood. Créatif is the feminine adjective form of.
Créatif.
Creative. It modifies the pronoun.
Tu.
You, which is understood as the subject of the sentence. In English, you can directly translate the imperative mood with the base form of the verb. This makes for a simple and direct translation.
Sois créatif.
Be creative. This sentence is a command in the imperative form, telling someone to be creative. Sois is the imperative form of the verb
être.
To be, in the second person singular. Créatif is an adjective meaning creative, and it modifies the pronoun
tu.
You, which is implied. So the sentence literally translates to, be you creative. Or, be creative.
Sois discret.
Be discreet. This sentence is a command in the imperative form.
Sois
is the second person singular imperative form of the verb
être.
To be, it means be.
Discret
is an adjective meaning discreet. The exclamation point indicates that the sentence is a command or an exclamation.
Sois discret.
Be discreet. The sentence is a command using the imperative form of the verb
être.
To be. Sois is the imperative form of
être.
In the second person singular, meaning be, you, singular. Discreet is the feminine singular form of the adjective.
Discret.
Discreet. The sentence directly translates to be discreet. The meaning is to encourage someone to be careful and avoid attracting attention.
Soyez discret.
Be discreet. This sentence is a command in the imperative mood, telling someone to be discreet. Soyez is the imperative form of the verb
être.
To be, in the second person plural. This is used to address two or more people. It is the formal way to tell people to be discreet. Discret is an adjective meaning discreet. In summary, the sentence is instructing two or more people to be discreet, meaning to be careful not to reveal secrets or information.
Soyez discret.
Be discreet. This sentence is a command in the
vous
form, which is the polite way to address someone in French. Soyez is the imperative form of the verb
être.
To be
discret
is the feminine form of the adjective
discret.
Discreet. The imperative form of verbs in French is used to give commands or instructions. In this case, the speaker is telling the listener to be discreet.
Soyez discret.
Be discreet. This is an imperative sentence, meaning it's a command or request. Breakdown.
Soyez
is the imperative form of the verb
être.
To be, in the plural form, meaning be for more than one person.
Discret
is the masculine plural form of the adjective
discret.
Discreet. The sentence translates literally as be discreet, ones. The ones is implied, since it is an imperative. Key concepts. Imperative mood. Used for commands and requests, plural form. Used when the subject is plural, more than one person, masculine plural adjective.
Discret
is the masculine form, because the implied subject, you, is understood to be plural and masculine in this context.
Par.
Leave. This is a very simple imperative sentence, meaning it is a command.
Par
is the second person singular form of the verb
partir.
To leave. The imperative form is used to give direct commands. The sentence is a direct command to one person. Leave.
Soyez discret.
Be discreet. This sentence is a command using the imperative mood. The verb is
être.
To be, and the subject is the pronoun
vous.
You, however, because it is an imperative, the subject is usually omitted.
Discret
is the feminine plural form of the adjective
discret.
Discreet. The exclamation mark at the end makes the sentence more emphatic and urgent.
Soyez amical.
Be friendly. This is an imperative sentence in the
vous
form, meaning you in the plural or formal singular.
Soyez
is the imperative form of the verb
être.
To be. The imperative form is used to give commands or make requests.
Amical
is the feminine plural form of the adjective
amical.
Friendly.
Soyez amico.
Be friendly. This sentence is a command in the
vous
form, meaning you, plural or formal singular.
Soyez
is the
vous
form of the imperative verb être, to be.
Amico
is the masculine plural adjective meaning friendly. The exclamation point at the end emphasizes the command, making it more forceful.
Soyez amical.
Be friendly. The sentence is a command in the
tu
form, meaning you, singular, informal.
Soyez
is the
vous
form of the verb
être.
To be, in the imperative mood. However, the
tu
form is used, because the command is informal, and addressing a single person.
Amical
is the feminine adjective meaning friendly. So the command, be friendly, is telling someone to act in a kind and pleasant manner.
Soyez amical.
Be friendly. This sentence is a command or imperative form. The verb swaye is the second person plural form of the verb et. To be in the imperative mood. The adjective amical, friendly, modifies the pronoun vous, you, which is understood in the imperative. Sois amical. Be friendly. This sentence uses the imperative mood, which is used to give commands or instructions. Sois is the second person singular form of the verb être. To be, conjugated in the imperative mood. Amical is the feminine form of the adjective amical, meaning friendly. Sois amical. Be friendly. This is an imperative sentence, meaning it is a command. Sois is the to form of the verb être, to be, in the imperative mood. Amical is an adjective meaning friendly. Sois généreux. Be generous. This sentence is a simple imperative, meaning it is a command. It uses the second person singular form of the verb être, to be, in the imperative mood, which is sois. The adjective généreux. Generous modifies the subject, which is you, implied. Sois généreux. Be generous. This sentence is an imperative, meaning it is a command or request. Sois is the imperative form of the verb être. To be, it is conjugated in the second person singular, meaning it is addressed to one person. Généreux is an adjective meaning generous. In this context, it acts as a predicate adjective, describing the person being addressed. Sois généreux. Be generous. Breakdown. Sois is the second person singular imperative form of the verb être. Être. To be, it means be in this context. Généreux. Généreux is the feminine singular form of the adjective généreux. Généreux. Generous. This sentence is an imperative, meaning it is a command or request. It is telling someone to be generous. Dégage. Get out. This is a very informal and rude imperative verb, meaning leave. Dégage is the imperative form of the verb dégager, which means to leave or to get out. Sois clément. Be merciful. This sentence is an imperative, meaning it is a command or request. Breakdown. Sois is the imperative form of the verb être. To be, in this case, it is used in the singular form to address one person. Clément is an adjective meaning merciful, lenient, or kind. Key concepts. Imperative mood. This is used to give commands or make requests. It is often formed by the infinitive of the verb without any conjugation, but in this case, we see the imperative form of être. Adjective placement. French adjectives typically come after the noun they describe. Sois clément. Be merciful. The sentence sois clément exclamation is a command in the imperative mood, meaning it is giving a direct order. Sois is the second person singular imperative form of the verb être. To be, conjugated for you, singular, informal. Clément is the feminine adjective meaning merciful or kind. This sentence directly translates to be merciful. You can also think of it as please be merciful. Soyez clément. please be merciful. This sentence uses the imperative form of the verb et. To be, which is soyez. For the plural, you, vous. The adjective clément. Merciful modifies the noun vous. You, which is understood and implied in the sentence. Soyez clément. Be merciful. This is an imperative sentence, meaning it is a command or request. Soyez is the imperative form of the verb être. To be, conjugated for the plural, vous. You. You would use vous when talking to a group of people or when addressing someone formally. Clément is the adjective meaning merciful. In this context, it acts as a complement, specifying what the subject, implied, vous, should be. The adjective agrees in gender and number with the implied, vous. So, the sentence asks that the listener, S, be merciful. Soyez clément. Please be merciful. This sentence is a command in the imperative mood. Soyez is the second person plural form of the verb, être, to be, in the imperative mood. The imperative mood is used to give commands, make requests, or give instructions. Claimant. Is the feminine adjective meaning merciful or lenient. When addressing one person, the imperative form would be soyez clément. Exclamation. Soyez clément. Exclamation could also be translated as be merciful. Soyez clément. Please be merciful. Breakdown. Soyez. This is the imperative form of the verb être. To be, conjugated for the vous form, you plural, which is used for polite requests. Clément. This is the feminine plural form of the adjective clément. Merciful. Key concepts. Imperative. The imperative mood is used to give commands or make requests. Vous. Form. The. Vous. Form is the polite form of you in French, used when addressing one or more people. Agreement. The adjective clément agrees in gender and number with the noun it modifies, implied. Dames. Ladies. Soyez miséricordieuse. Be merciful. This is an imperative sentence, meaning it is a command or request. Soyez is the imperative form of the verb être. To be, conjugated in the plural form. It is used to address multiple people and means be or you be. Miséricordieuse is the feminine plural form of the adjective miséricordieux. Merciful. The sentence directly translates to be merciful, meaning the speaker is asking the people they are addressing to show compassion and kindness. Soyez miséricordieuse. Be merciful. This sentence is an imperative, meaning it is a command or request. It is addressed to a female individual. Soyez is the imperative form of the verb être. To be, it is used with the pronoun vous. You, in the plural form. This shows that you are addressing a single person, but using the formal you, which is more polite. Miséricordieuse is the feminine adjective form of miséricordieux. Merciful. It means compassionate, kind, and forgiving. Soyez miséricordieux. Be merciful. This sentence is a command in the imperative mood. Soyez is the imperative form of the verb et. To be, in the second person plural. This means it's addressed to two or more people.
Misericordieux
is an adjective meaning merciful, and it modifies the subject, which is implied, you. The sentence is a simple command, asking the listener to be merciful.
Sois miséricordieux.
Be merciful. This sentence is an imperative, meaning it is a command. It uses the
to
form of the verb
être,
which is
sois miséricordieux.
Is an adjective meaning merciful. The sentence directly translates to be merciful, but in English, we often use the more direct be merciful.
Baisse-toi.
Bend down. The verb
baisse
is the imperative form of the verb
baisser,
which means to lower or to bend.
Toi
is the object pronoun, you, in the familiar form, used for someone you know well.
Baisse-toi
literally means lower yourself. It is a direct command, similar to bend down in English.
Sois miséricordieux.
Be merciful. This is an imperative sentence, meaning it's a command or request. Sois is the imperative form of the verb être, to be. It's conjugated in the second person singular, meaning it's directed at one person. Misericordia is an adjective meaning merciful. In this case, it's used as a noun adjective, meaning it modifies the implicit subject, you. Therefore, the sentence translates to be merciful. This could be a plea for compassion or a reminder to be kind.
Sois préparé.
Be prepared. This sentence is in the imperative mood, telling someone to do something. Sois is the second person singular form of the verb
être.
To be, in the imperative mood. Préparé is the past participle of the verb
préparé.
To prepare, and functions as an adjective in this sentence. So, sois préparé literally means be prepared.
Sois préparé.
Be prepared. The sentence is in the imperative mood, which is used to give commands or instructions. Sois is the imperative form of the verb
être.
To be, conjugated for the second person singular, you. Préparé is the past participle of the verb
préparé.
To prepare, used here as an adjective modifying the subject
to
you, which is implied in the imperative form. Therefore, the sentence translates directly to be prepared, but in a more emphatic way, like get ready or be ready.
Soyez préparé.
Be prepared. The sentence is in the imperative mood, which is used to give commands or instructions.
Soyez
is the second person plural form of the verb
être.
To be, conjugated in the imperative mood. In this context, it is used to address a group of people.
Préparé
is the past participle of the verb
préparé.
To prepare, it is used here as an adjective to describe the state of being prepared. The exclamation mark at the end of the sentence indicates urgency or emphasis.
Soyez préparé.
Be prepared. This sentence uses the imperative form of the verb
être.
To be, which is
soyez.
Be. The imperative form is used to give a command or instruction.
Préparé
is the past participle of the verb
préparer.
to prepare, and in this case it is used as an adjective modifying the subject.
Vous.
You, which is implied in the imperative form. Therefore, the full meaning of the sentence is, you be prepared, or be prepared.
Soyez préparé.
Be prepared. This sentence is a simple imperative verb phrase in the
vous
form.
Soyez
is the imperative form of the verb
être.
To be, meaning be. It is conjugated in the
vous
form, which is used for a plural subject or for formal address.
Préparé
is the past participle of the verb
préparé.
To prepare, meaning prepared. It is used as an adjective modifying the noun understood from the context, which in this case is likely, vous, you. The phrase, be prepared, is a common phrase used to encourage readiness or alertness, often in situations where action is required.
Soyez préparé.
Be prepared. This is an imperative sentence, meaning it is a command or instruction. Soyez is the second person plural form of the verb être.
Être.
Which means, to be. Préparez is the past participle of the verb préparer.
Préparer.
Which means, to prepare. It is used here as an adjective, modifying the noun vous.
Vous.
Which is understood in the sentence. The full sentence literally translates as, be prepared. Or, you be prepared. However, in English, it is more natural to use the shorter, be prepared.
Sois prêt.
Be ready. This sentence is a simple imperative, meaning it is a command. Sois is the second person singular form of the verb.
Être.
To be. Prêt is an adjective meaning, ready. The sentence literally translates to, be ready, but is commonly used as a simple command to be ready for something. The at the end emphasizes the imperative nature of the sentence.
Tiens-toi prêt.
Be ready. Breakdown.
Tiens-toi.
This is the imperative form of the verb, tenir, to hold, conjugated in the second person singular. It is followed by the reflexive pronoun.
Toi.
Yourself, making it, hold yourself, or, be prepared.
Prêt.
This is an adjective meaning, ready. This phrase is a command, telling someone to get ready for something. It can be used in a variety of situations, such as when someone is about to start a game, a race, or a task. It is a more informal way of saying, soyez prêt. Be ready.
Sois prêt.
Be ready. This is a simple imperative sentence, meaning it gives a command. Sois is the second person singular, you, form of the verb être.
Être.
To be. Prêt.
Prêt.
Is the feminine form of the adjective prêt.
Prêt.
Ready. The sentence literally translates to, be ready, but is usually translated as, be ready.
Par d'ici.
Leave from here. This sentence uses the imperative form of the verb.
Partir.
To leave, which is.
Par.
In the second person singular, you. The word.
D.C.
is a contraction of.
D.C.
which means from here.
Soyez prêt.
Be ready. This sentence uses the imperative mood, which is used to give commands or make requests. The verb être.
Être.
To be is conjugated in the imperative mood, second person plural.
Soyez.
The adjective prêt.
Prêt.
ready modifies the pronoun vous.
Vous.
You, which is understood in this context. Therefore, the full sentence translates to be ready. Or, you be ready.
Soyez prêt.
Be ready. This is an imperative sentence in the
vous
form, meaning you, formal, or you, plural. The verb être is conjugated in the imperative form as soyez to create the command be.
Prêt
is the feminine form of the adjective ready and modifies the implied subject.
Vous.
So, the sentence translates literally to be ready. The command can be applied to one person or many people.
Soyez prêt.
Be ready. This is a simple imperative sentence in French.
Soyez
is the imperative form of the verb
être
to be in the vous form, which is used for both singular and plural you in a formal context.
Prêt
is the masculine plural form of the adjective.
Prêt.
Ready. The adjective agrees in gender and number with the subject of the sentence, which is implied as vous.
Soyez prêt.
Be ready. The sentence
soyez prêt
is a command, meaning be ready. Breakdown.
Soyez
is the second person plural form of the verb
être
to be. The plural form is used to address a group of people, in this case, the students.
Prêt
is the feminine plural form of the adjective.
Prêt.
Ready. It agrees in gender and number with the implied subject, which is the students, feminine plural. Therefore,
soyez prêt
literally translates to be, feminine plural, ready.